let's talk about sex. I mean, we're all adults, right? Oh, maybe not. It's still early in the evening. But with your permission, let the kids listen in, and we'll keep it clean. Yes, that's a good idea, keeping sex clean. In a matter of speaking, of course, because it is, after all, pretty messy business, the kissing, the slurping. But cleanliness is probably one of the important things you need to know about sex. The cleaner you are, including the sheets, the healthier you and your partner are. The better sex is for you. Soap and water are your friends. Wash up. That also goes for your bloodstream. Checking to make sure you have no sexually transmittable diseases before you engage is one of the sexiest things you can do. Sex can be very complicated because, one, the exposure to disease, and of course, the always present specter of pregnancy. Unless you are homosexual, then the former is the concern. The other complication is the merging of two beings. This still remains a constant mystery to us all. Who we love and why and when and how is still the most confusing, wonderful, exquisite, maddening condition we may ever find ourselves in. And the beauty of youth is that before this initiation, we are free, unfettered in all the all-consuming inequities and fantasies of sex. I encourage the young ones to refrain, abstain, if you will, for as long as possible. Because once you fling open that door, as I did myself at the bright young age of 13, there's no shutting it. It's like opening a can of soda pop. And yes, it's sweet and bubbly, but it can contain aspartame or high fructose corn syrup. It could be addicting. It could make you sick. Whatever the result, it's a done deal. There's no going back. However, if abstaining isn't your bag, I hope for your sake, whatever age you are, that sex has something to do with love. Yes, that old-fashioned, sappy, romantic ideal. Even if it's fleeting, the feeling of mutual consent and desire, kindness, appreciation, lifts sex into a realm where one truly does experience the feeling of being one with another person. I like to think of that as sacred, yes, like being with the divine, when in fact you are, because through that act you can create life, just like God. Then there's the flip side, the terrible, tragic act of rape. Just last week, someone who means a lot to our family, a 13-year-old girl, was raped by an older man, an employee at the Fort Bragg Safeway. He took this gentle child and violently penetrated her body and soul. There is nothing sexual about rape. It's a violent crime, like the gang rape in Richmond, 15 boys against one girl. This is something we must let our kids know, even quiz them on it, that if you don't know the girl, or you're older than she is, or she is in any way unsure or unwilling, if she has been drinking and has lost her inhibitions, or you have sex with her on Saturday night and break up with her or ignore her on Sunday, this is rape. It is taking something that belongs to her, her body, and using it for your own selfish, immature, violent fulfillment, and it is a crime. One that goes unreported 90% of the time because it's so hard to prove. Especially after they've been on a date and, well, she had that low-cut tee on and her thong was showing. And, yes, we know the girls are beautiful, attractive, even seductive. I wish they could be free and safe to be so, but they are not. And it is a fact that rape is at an all-time high in this world. It's one of the most notorious weapons of war at home and abroad. So, all you young girls and women out there, we encourage you to learn self-defense and self-respect. And you boys, and men too, keep your hands to yourself. I implore all people listening to my voice to talk about sex and rape as openly as possible. Talk about it with the intention of creating a rape-free county, country, and world. This is Sherry Glazer, Love.